brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live now into the second hour, taking your phone calls on any issue you wish to discuss, the economy, the political candidates, what's happening in the world today. Coming up, Lou Dobbs reports on what we wrote stories about at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com 5 years ago. And I'm not tooting our horn. I'm pointing out again, we're being accurate here. The U.S. government has actually been funding Iran with the non-peaceful nuclear components directly. So has Israel and the U.K. And we need to do flashbacks, by the way, at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com of those stories. Lou Dobbs has reported a tiny fraction of just how bad it is. But we do have that video clip if you want to watch it up on PrisonPlanet.com. That's coming up. Also, the carbon taxes, what life's going to be like under that, a lot of key clips. But I'm going to continue with your calls. Ray in Colorado, and then Tom, Billy, Dan, and others. Ray, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Ray.
Hi. How are you, Alex?
I'm fine.
Say, listen, I just agree with that previous caller. You are a brother to us all, and we love you, and we pray for you. You have been speaking truth, veritas, to the people, and we just really appreciate it. And I just wanted to agree that what does it profit a man to gain the whole world yet lose your soul? And I just see it coming down to that. And I just want to make one more comment. As a Christian, I do want to urge people to look at the prophecies that are coming true, because there is truth and there is lies. Just there's no denying it anymore. And I just wanted to add that the Bible does predict that they will make you swear allegiance to their system in order to buy or sell, and that you'll forfeit your soul forever, because that's what they ask. They ask for your soul.
Yeah, let me say this, you know, to the listeners that don't understand. The point is, would you give $1 million to lose your eyesight? You'd say no.
Absolutely.
Well, losing your mind, losing who you are, buying into this world system, you know, that is a brainwashing mechanism. You are literally losing your soul through that. And even if you're an atheist, even if you are an agnostic, the globalists admit they are trying to set themselves up to watch us, to surveil us, to regulate us in an omnipresent fashion. And it just so happens they are occultists. Even if you don't believe in God, they really do. So, again, it's so amazing that they are building this world system. And it isn't just a buy or sell with the thumbprint, the face scan, as they're admitting they're doing. And it's all coming in now. It's that they're going to use the phony environmentalism to regulate our everyday lives and put us on a carbon credit ration, and so that's going to be their excuse. I mean, it's so horrible. It's total slavery.
It is. It's horrible, and it's total lies, and you have said it, Alex. You said they worship Lucifer, and he's the father of lies. So they believe it. They believe in him, and I just admonish your hearers to believe it, too, and choose light. Don't choose darkness. We love you, Alex. God bless you and your family and your staff members. We are praying for you.
Thank you. Well, I'll say this. I've been a very worldly person, and but I've always, at my core, been a good person, and I've always belonged to God. I've always belonged to the good side, though I've certainly stuck more than my toe in evil. And I'm not afraid of dying. I'm not afraid of being killed. In fact, I'm committed, and I'll do whatever it takes. And Lord knows I'm a target. Stuff goes on I don't even talk about here on air. But every day I feel the Spirit of God, a spirit of goodness and love and compassion and discernment. It's I can't even articulate the understandings I have. It's so complex and so multivariate and deep. I just can't even. It's just overflowing. And a lot of times it's not even a selfishness. I don't want to die because I want to continue to grow. I want to continue to become a better person. And I want to continue to forgive people that have done bad things to me. But forgiving people that have done bad things to you doesn't mean you forgive corruption and that you don't stand up and fight it. And yes, even if you deny spirituality, folks, the New World Order, they believe it. And they serve a dark God.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijackers' ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Just a broadcast note, several of them, things I keep forgetting to cover. I have to be very careful about what I say. And I realize that more and more is the great responsibility I have, and I'm humbled by the way. Because I'll say things, and then people misconstrue them or start fights over them or attack people over them. And so I want to be clear about this. Last week, Ted Anderson got a call from one of our fine affiliates, and I'm not even going to say who, but it's out in California, saying, hey, people are calling us saying that Alex is on air, saying that we're going to take him off air. And I said, well, that's news to me. And then Ted said, well, no, I even got some calls from listeners about it. So what did you say? And then Ted gave me fragments of what was said, and I went, oh, no. I was talking about how I got taken off the air by probably 70% of the stations I had. I mean, I was up to 80-something. Right after 9/11, because I went on air and said 9/11 was an inside job, and then a lot of stations took me off the air. And I was saying that most people will never be in that position. I mean, I've known other Patriot networks and talk show hosts, when they get heat, I mean, they'll have whole networks where 9/11 inside job isn't allowed to be discussed. That was a network out of Austin or... less people say. I'm talking about some other network. I was not criticizing any operating network or any station currently carrying this show. I was speaking about being knocked off the air in 2001. I mean, I got up to 80-something stations, mainly mom-and-pop stations. None of the big, you know, corporate giants were carrying us. They have an oligopoly of more than 90% of the talk stations, just Clear Channel, West Wind, and a few others. But mom-and-pop stations, a lot of them with huge listenerships, privately owned stations, they put me on because they were anti-New World Order, real conservatives, libertarians. They like the message of anti-UN, anti-world government, pro-Second Amendment. And the attacking Bill Clinton, who certainly deserved it. You know, and I could go on there and talk about the government bombing Oklahoma City, and that was fine. I remember going on other mainline talk shows on Clear Channel stations as a guest. And going on there and you know, talking about Oklahoma City being an inside job and the host agreeing and every caller agreeing. It was when I went on air and said 9/11's an inside job. Like, I even lost quite a few stations in the 2 months leading up to it saying they're going to attack the World Trade Center, they're going to stage an attack, get ready, they're going to launch a biological attack, get ready, they've got to pass all these laws. I was reading in a Pentagon report where they were saying, we're about to be hit by terrorists and our world will change forever. NORTHCOM will be formed and blah, blah, blah. And so I was mainly just talking about never selling out, never compromising, never watering down what I have to say. In fact, from memory, I think Ted said a few stations called a couple weeks ago when I talked about that, thinking I was talking about them. I'm not talking about our dear, precious, wonderful stations that carry the show. And we really appreciate all of you out there. I was talking about the repercussions I have gone through for never compromising. You know, it's easy for Johnny-come-latelys to come along and talk about 9/11 being an inside job today. But did you do it years before 9/11, making films about government-sponsored terrorism? My first film covered that. America Destroyed by Design. I mean, did you do it on the day? I remember going down to be a guest on George Humphrey's show, great guy, on the day after 9/11. And his producer, a lady I'd known for years, began screaming and yelling at me in the hall, you know, saying, you know, shut up, you know, you're a traitor. No, it wasn't an inside job. Now, 6 months later, she was doing shows about it being an inside job, but never really said sorry and never really was nice to me again. Because people aren't big enough when they've been wrong to admit they're wrong. I am big enough, and I'm trying to be big enough of a person to not be a small person and to admit I've been wrong about a lot of things. And I've handled a lot of things wrong. But again, I said that would be a program note. I've just spent 5 minutes on it. The other program note, they have International Iranian Television, Press TV. It's in English worldwide. I'm also on Russian TV live tomorrow. I'll be on Iranian TV in studio Wednesday, but they keep wanting to have me on a phone interview while I'm on air. I never have the time to do that. And you'd be surprised. You'd think this would be a U.S. bashing fest on Iranian TV. It's not. In fact, every time I've been on, it's 2-1 on the show against me with a pro-U.S. view. And by U.S., I mean the people running the U.S. So they say they're going to do a simulcast today. In the fourth hour, we'll see if that happens. They did it before and then canceled it. That should be interesting. But you will hear me passively on air with their host talking and then the other guests. And I need to ask Craven what the topic is. But it's very interesting to go on these international English speaking channels. So that should be interesting. That's coming up. So we'll see if that ends up happening in the fourth hour today. Okay, I said I'd take your calls. Let's go to Tom in Las Vegas, Nevada. You're on the air.
A very good morning or afternoon to you, Mr. Jones, and thank you for having me on.
Thank you.
Okay. You know, I just, so many of the things that you say are so brilliant, and I hear a sadness in your voice, and it kind of saddens me, and I just like to remind you and remind the listeners, you know, when you start trying to battle these Luciferian freaks on their own battleground, right? I think that it's really easy to get kind of bogged down with the darkness, right? Because that's their forte. That's what they do. And so I would just like to say, like, I think for myself, like, the one way that I've found to combat this stuff is really the love thing, you know, just trying to maintain. And you mentioned this earlier, and it's brilliant. Just, you know, it's not a pity thing. It's just, you know, these are people too. Like, we're all fallible. We all have issues. And it's just, at some point, you have to hope that these people are going to look at what they're doing and say, wow, this is really insanity. What I'm doing, what I'm perpetrating is just insanity.
Poisoning children? I mean, what the? Putting HIV on purpose in over 1 million doses of Factor VIII and knowingly shipping it out and laughing about it? Bayer did. I mean, you know, and there's thousands of things like that. I mean, the reason I say I have sadness, actually, I'm empowered by almost surrendering. And you know, I flux back and forth between being angry, being enraged, being focused that way. But that tires me out. Actually, when you hear me, you know, admitting I'm sad, it's more of a commitment, a full commitment, a deeper level of commitment. I keep saying it's a full commitment, but my commitment just gets deeper, levels I didn't know. And I'm at peace. I'm at peace with whatever happens to me. I'm at peace with whatever happens to my family. It's just a sadness. And the world is so beautiful. Goodness is so wonderful. Decency and wholesomeness and creativity, it sparkles with a billion colors. And so at one side, I'm so thankful to the Creator. I'm so thankful for all the good people in history, and I'm so honored to stand with them and humbled by how dirty and bad I am compared to so many of the other beautiful, wonderful people that are here today with us and that have come before. And I'm also very sad over the years that I, you know, hadn't grown to the point I'm at now, and I know I'll still grow more, but I could have done a better job. So by sadness, I don't know. I mean, it's such a deep thought. There aren't even words to describe it. It's just the knowing that the New World Order is real, the knowing they're really going to do everything they said they're going to do, the knowing that they're going to kill most of us listening right now, the knowing that it's all pretty much going to happen. And I think that's in God's plan too. And to know it is overwhelming.
And I appreciate all those thoughts, Alex. But at the same time, I think when we start to say, it's not yourself, and I don't hear you advocating these sorts of things, but there are a lot of people in the truth movement and so on that say, oh, we need to get shotguns and we need to go kill them and this sort of thing. And I really think that when you start to have those dark thoughts, when you start to say, you know what, these people deserve to be exterminated, then you're doing exactly what they want you to do. That's, I think, part of their con, is they're trying to get
Yeah, because
so
they don't care about the cops and the military. They want them to be chewed up
right in
a fight with them. That's part of their plan. But what do you do when slavering punks in black uniforms are dragging you and your family away? There is a time to resist, but I think the offensive going out and looking for it will empower the enemy.
I think you're right about that. And I would just have to say, though, that I think that Jesus, if he's your role model, that's you know, they're great. I think there are other examples, you know, if you look at Gandhi, if you look at MLK, you know, the kind of nonviolence thing, because there have been people who have brought this up. It's like when you start to play by those rules, then you become that same dehumanizing force that they're trying to force upon you. And so I don't really have a good answer for what happens when they kick down your front door, right? Like, I don't think there is a good answer to that. But I just think that in the interim, until that sort of stuff hits the fan,
it's going on all around us.
Right.
We just don't hear their screams.
Well, I think that we have to pray for these people. I think we have to stay positive. We have to stay full of love. I think if I could just quickly, there are two really good free books on the internet. The Kingdom of God is Within You by Leo Tolstoy, and The Imitation of Christ by Thomas Kempis. I have nothing to sell, but they're out there. They're really good, really good free books, just like how to try and cultivate that kind of loving God thing inside you and not buy into that madness that they're trying to sell us. Because I think that is the true measure of their power and their wickedness, is that when they start to convince us to play by their rules, I think that's where their power really lies and where the destruction really lies. And I would just like to warn everybody against that sort of thing. So,
all right,
thank you so much for having
Tom,
me.
Tom, thank you. Billy, Dan, others, your calls are straight ahead. 1-800-259-9231. A lot of audio clips coming up later as well. I haven't even gotten into all the news yet, but I will do that. But we'll take more calls before we go there. This is the GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones. My websites are PrisonPlanet.com. We're fighting the creation of the Prison Planet and InfoWars.com.
Benjamin Franklin once said, "Anyone willing to trade liberty for security deserves neither liberty nor security." Now, Mercer Films brings you Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
Uncivil Liberties, the movie that will transport you to a society where the government monitors the moves of every citizen in the name of national security.
The whole country's on a bust. The crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
UncivilLiberties.com, because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy to lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at FindOneFindAll.com. That's FindOneFindAll.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup? or disappear into the potter's ground. When the man comes around, hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come.
Let's go to Billy, Dan, Scott, and Susan, and others. Bill, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I got to say thank you, man. I've tried to call on here. I've been on here for an hour and 10 minutes waiting to talk to you. I just had a couple of questions for you. I just looked up the Constitution Free Zone, and that is really scary. But my questions were, one, I recently saw a thing on YouTube back when they Katrina hit and the military was going through taking all the guns, and one of the military guys right at the end gets asked by the newscaster, would you shoot an American? And the guy bluntly said, yeah. And that really scares me, that our troops would shoot our own people on American ground. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, and now in Illinois, they're using the army to confiscate guns, and they're announcing they're going to use Blackwater in domestic operations, and it's really happening.
That's just...
but it's going to be incremental.
I don't know what to say.
It's really happening. I mean, they haven't hired 26,000 preachers covertly to tell their flocks to turn their guns in and go to FEMA camps when they're told, because, you know, they're playing games. This is domination. This is total enslavement. They want a Soviet/Nazi-style culling here in the U.S.
And the other thing is I've watched almost all your movies, and I got to say thank you. And I try to tell anybody and everybody I can, my doctors, my lawyers, my friends, my family, my foes, my enemies, to watch your shows and learn for themselves. I almost got into a fist fight with my brother trying to tell him about the the NAFTA Superhighway and the Texas Corridor, until the fact that my wife turned it on and he sat down and he watched it, and he was like, oh my God, it's stuff kept out of the mainstream media. Like one of the things I recently saw, Barack Obama, the lawsuits filed in Philadelphia from the Pennsylvania Senator Byrd about Obama being born in Kenya and all this information, and they had so long to provide the information, and Obama's party won't provide the information saying he was born in the U.S. That's almost like you pointed out with them trying to get Schwarzenegger as president, a non-U.S. citizen.
Well, he's 22nd Amendment. He can't be president because he's not native-born.
And that's what the lawsuit filed against Obama, because it's saying, you can look it up on your Google search. The lawsuit
We've had Berg on, the former deputy attorney general there in Pennsylvania, and we've gone over that. But that's why the establishment also likes Barack Obama, because they can destroy him anytime they want with that information.
And people don't know it because it's not mainstream media.
And now all those Republicans who supported the police state and torture and spying and NORTHCOM, all that power is going to be handed to Barack Obama.
It's just,
and you've heard him talk about us pathetic gun owners clutching our guns.
Mm-hmm. And in your opinion, do you think it's going to turn out to be a big civil war? They're going to turn it out to be if Barack loses or Barack wins, black versus whites, and this and that, and they're going to.
We're going to find out, but I mean, there is a serious chance of riots and things if Obama doesn't win. The think tanks have said that, but let me go ahead.
After hearing all that, I heard that his VP, Joe Biden, head of the Council of Foreign Relations,
and called for a new world order twice last week, and Newsweek is calling him the president of the world.
Yeah, not speaking as trying to say wrong or imply this or any way, but if something like with executive orders that Bush has signed in, if something did happen to Obama with all these so-called terrorist threats and plots to kill him, Biden would take over, and that would give him the ability to declare martial law, declare everything over that Bush wants.
And they're saying they're going to try to shut down talk radio and the web, but it will all unfold in the fullness of time, won't it?
I just got to say thank you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, my friend. We got to jump. We'll be right back with more calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Senator Barkley, I presume.
Governor Ventura, what are you doing down here?
Looking for a way out for me and all these taxpayers.
Are we where I think we are?
Yes, it appears we're at the bottom of a very deep hole.
Did we do something wrong?
Not us. It seems some schemers on Wall Street dug this hole, and we're down here to get them out of it.
I don't see too many investment bankers or insurance company executives down here. I don't see Al Franken here either.
Senator, I said we're down here with taxpayers. I don't see Norm Coleman down here either.
Well, since Norm Coleman became senator, the federal deficit went up $3 trillion. Governor, you and I know the first rule of getting out of a hole.
Stop digging. During my administration, we ran budget surpluses.
And we gave money back to taxpayers.
That's the kind of thinking we need in Washington.
Please go to SenatorBarkley.com to make a contribution and help take back our country. I'm Senator Dean Barkley, and I approve this message.
And so do I.
Paid for by Barkley for Senate.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Play a whole slew of Barack Obama clips dealing with the new carbon taxes we're all going to be living under. Dealing with shutting down the coal-powered power plants. I also want to play Lou Dobbs talking about the United States through Russia funding the nuclear program of Iran. But right now, I'm going to give each caller about a minute and a half because I'm going to get to all of you. Let's go to Dan in New Jersey. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. What's going on?
Worldwide broadcast, sir. Good to talk to you.
All right. Big fan. I want to get your opinion. If you knew anything about this guy running for president and senate in New Jersey, his name is Jeffrey Boss.
He's running for the president and the senate?
Yes.
Didn't know you could do that. I don't know him.
Yeah. Well, I got my sample ballot about a week ago, and he's actually on it. I actually saw this guy. I was at the 9/11 Truth Rally on in 2 months ago at Ground Zero. He was there passing out literature, and I had no clue who he was. And I just wanted to know if you knew anything about him. He's got, if you go to his website, I'm just going to put it out there. I'm not even sure I'm going to vote for him, but it's jeffbossforpresident.org, I believe.
Well, regardless if he's a 9/11 truther, By running, he gets to talk at candidate forums and get on the news. And so, again, that gets the truth out. So, sounds great to me. Resistance is victory.
Yeah, and I wasn't sure who I was going to vote for president, but I think right now it's Cynthia McKinney. She seems like the only honest person that's on the ticket right now.
Listen, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. She's a very nice lady and exposed the trillion stolen by the Pentagon and government white slavery rings and other things, but she is an anti-gun person, and so I won't be voting for her. Chuck Baldwin's far better. Even Ralph Nader's far better. So I think you have a lot better choices there. But you can make your own decision with that. Let's go ahead and so you got all these well-meaning liberals like McKinney. Oh, let's have a bunch of taxes and regulations. That's only for the big elites. They only use that to straitjacket us. But she's a nice lady. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Arizona. You're on the air, Scott.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good, sir.
Hey, two things here. I think that maybe McCain might take this thing and it being like an upset, because I'm starting to hear the mainstream press starting to show that John McCain's coming up in their polls and, you know, all the hogwash they feed everybody. But I think they're saying that what happens if McCain does an upset.
But see, it's all about the spectacle that these guys run something and there's about to be some change. Either way, the guys are identical on real policies.
Oh, I agree with that. I'm just saying as far as an upheaval, as far as thing with Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if Barack Obama doesn't win, I'll be surprised if we don't, because people said, a lot of these activist groups have said, they're going to burn major cities. And that'll, of course, will just destroy their own neighborhoods and make inner city folks look bad. And the system will love sending troops in, and that'll sell the general public on, see, we need to have an end to posse comitatus to keep us safe.
Exactly.
So either way, the New World Order wins. But I think they want the new front guy. He is for them on every front. He can sell the agenda. I really think it's going to be Barack Obama. But listen, Hillary was the anointed one, and I was wrong on that, so I'm not always right.
I thought the same thing, so I don't know, man. I think that McCain might throw an upset just to cause this thing to happen. It would fit perfect in
the
plan.
Look, with 40% electronic fraud machines at least, the establishment's going to have Wednesday who they want, okay? Probably by late tomorrow night, but for sure by Wednesday, unless they do another Supreme Court deal. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that if Barack Obama doesn't win, it's been a stolen election. But let's say there was an upset and people got scared and McCain was winning. If the system wants Obama, they're going to cheat for him. Either way, who they want, they get. And people go, oh, that's kind of a negative view. We know these machines are fraudulent. We know they're in about 40% of the country. You know, the feds paid to have these put in, and we're never going to get back our real voting. Look, notice the politicians would at least act like they were doing what we wanted before these machines went in, and now they just don't care. There's a reason for that. There's a reason Congress does whatever they're told by the executive, because they know about those machines. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead, bring up some good points. Let's talk to Suzanne in Tennessee.
Hey, good morning, Alex.
Hi.
Just the day before the election, I catch the news early in the morning because I work in a hospital and TV's always on.
Sure.
And one of the headline stories this morning was they're doing mock disaster drills. They're having a nuclear accident.
They do that to train you to go under federal control and to create the psychological impression that terrorism is real and prolific, so you will accept being conquered by the federal central power that itself is owned by private offshore banks, openly setting up world government right now.
Yeah, that's just about the way it is. And, you know, I too, like you, feel a little bit nostalgic and sad. And I just, watch the kids play and try to remember how beautiful America is today. You know, who knows what we got tomorrow.
Well, it's guaranteed. It's going to be engineered, controlled depression with everybody getting a government job or a government-paid paycheck. You'll still work for private corporations, but the checks are going to come from the government. This is total enslavement. Total. Millions of environmental bureaucrats in your home, your ranch, your farm, the animal ID, the premises ID, total regulation, national ID cards to buy and sell, people being arrested, people disappearing. I mean, they are really openly announcing it. This isn't just me reading documents now. They are setting it up.
Yeah, they sure are. Well, listen, you try to have a good day anyway.
You too. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Mike in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Fine, I'm doing fine.
I just wanted to make a point about Ventura's stance on the border. I'm not saying the fence is going to totally fix everything, but he says it's going to be like an East Germany situation where you know, it's going to be there to keep us in. But
well, it is, too. I mean, now they're trying to make fishing boats to take the 10 miles out on the border of Texas on the coast. They're trying to make you have a passport to go fishing, past the 10-mile marker or the 12-mile marker. And so I understand. I had huge arguments with him in private. His view that it's going to be used to keep us in, not out. He says we should go after the employers. But, yeah, I mean, he's wrong on that.
Okay, and just one more quick point. If anyone who thinks the government doesn't know that they're shipping the drugs in, I just saw this guy was busted, this high-level federal police criminal in Mexico. That was a couple days ago, and then they found out 8 other criminals up there were doing business with the drug cartels. And this is happening every week, and we're sending $60 million or $60 billion a year or something like that down there to fund them.
Yeah, well, they won $164 billion, and again, that's a drug war. It is a drug war. But only to stop the cartels that aren't part of the Chase Manhattan Citibank money laundering operation. And that's on record. So it is a physical war in Texas-California borders down into southern Mexico over who will control the drugs.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
And then they tell the public, oh, we're stopping the drug dealers. I mean, they've had, you know, the deputy president's caught with hundreds of millions in their house, in their basements. I mean, it's all just a complete fraud.
Yeah, they really want that money in those banks, don't they?
Well, it's not just that. It's the control. See, study how the British brought down China. The Chinese government wouldn't let opium in. They knew how bad it was. So the British, East India, came in. This is mainline history. This is, encyclopedia. This is not my opinion. And over 50 years, they corrupted first the port cities, then the internal cities. They bought off the local police because the cops are like, yeah, people want opium. I'm going to get all this British money. And so they were being corrupted and taken over by British intelligence. And then they finally broke the country in 10 parts.
Right.
They use a black market to corrupt the police and to create violent gangs that scare the public into then saying, give us a solution. And then the British said, okay, we'll just bring our troops in.
Did they have strict drug laws in China, though?
Absolutely.
They did?
Absolutely.
It's the same model.
But then you see, you get an army of drug addicts who will rob, kill, steal to get those drugs. And who has those drugs? British.
Yeah.
It's the same deal. Listen, cocaine and heroin were sold at every corner store, and you had about 25 to 30%, depending on the federal histories and studies, who were on drugs that they are today. And it was pure and it was clean. Still, it was bad, and you had a lot of addicts, and a lot of people grew up drug addicts because rich, spoiled families would give the babies laudanum in a sugar tit, as they were called. That's a sugar cube inside a piece of silk or cotton tied up. They'd put a drop of laudanum in there, and baby don't cry no more. So, I mean, you know, I'm not saying these things are good. The point is that they understood. They said, we'll make it illegal, then we'll buy off all the police, just like Prohibition. They're not in charge because they're stupid. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Alex in Florida. You're on the air, Alex.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
I just wanted to note the connection between how we control the Earth as far as the studies on Wilhelm Reich go, and what are your thoughts on that?
There's a lot of suppressed technologies, a lot of advanced technologies. The FBI, did shut him down, did raid him, did raid Tesla.
Right.
There are a lot of things that were invented 100 years ago, 80 years ago, that have been suppressed.
Right.
But there's also a lot of quacks and charlatans on the Internet selling garbage that gives all the real systems a bad name.
Right, I found a lot of that.
So, see, again, things are complex. It's not... I mean, now there are hundreds of university studies showing that cold fusion is real and works, mainline universities, but the news came out and just put out one false report. First, they built it up and said, it's huge, back in the early 90s, and then they killed the story and saying, oh, it's all fake, and then people still have that memory in their head. Meanwhile, they've got magnet machines, they've got systems that separate water into gases and run power. I mean, they've got it all, sir.
I just wanted to say, if people don't really believe what you say about, as far as if you say something on real TV and things like that, if you say something about the 9/11 being an inside job, just take a look at Rosie O'Donnell and how as soon as she made her little argument with somebody that was in the audience there about it being an inside job. Right away, she was shut down.
That's right. They fired her. They kicked her out to send a message. And people say, well, why do you appreciate Rosie O'Donnell or Charlie Sheen or Willie Nelson or the best actress this year, all these people? Because they have a lot to lose. They're showing courage. And so I admire that courage, and I appreciate your call. And then people can, you know, attack the messenger. Oh, well, she's this and that. Well, you know what? So what? She's got guts, and guts is enough. And you can't just sit here and judge and hate on everybody. You know, none of us are perfect, folks. We've all got problems in our own lives. Let's take a final call from Thor, and then I got to play some clips. Thor in Norway, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. My name is Thor. I'm from Norway. And my name is after a Viking god. I wanted to
The king of the gods, the head guy.
Yes.
Nobody's named Loki, are they?
I wanted to thank you for enlightening us. I have been listening for several months. It's a crazy world out there.
It certainly is. What is your message from Norway?
Yes,
Skull, my friend from Norway.
I want to tell the people out there about the list on the internet. It's the Norwegian Freemasons on www.tv2nyhetnne. It's 9,000 men, shadow criminals. We have to resist the evil with or without weapons.
Well, people oversimplify this, but let me explain. The New World Order uses any fraternal organization or system.
Yes.
To influence, peddle, and to be able to control populations. And so people say, well, it's the Vatican, or it's the Zionist, or it's the this, or it's the that. No, I mean, we've got the Protestant leaders calling for a new world order. And Pat Robertson's calling for a new world order and calling for global taxes and global warming. But, yes, they use the Masons, especially in Europe and England. This is mainline news. Anybody can Google it, where there's not a judge or a barrister, basically, who isn't a Mason. They're allowed to commit crimes, and they get away with it. And so people then out of hand say the Masons aren't involved at any level of this, and they argue about which group's in control. Definitely the high-level Masons in England and Scotland and Ireland, especially in the UK and the United Kingdom, they are the mid-level management group. There are groups above them. But for people to say that the Masons aren't interfacing and aren't being used, it's just not true.
They are used, it's for sure. I met them several occasions. So I know they are the evil. So thanks for listening to me. Hey.
How long have you been listening from Norway?
I've been listening in a couple of months.
Is that a right translation to say hail or hello, skull?
Hey or hello.
Yeah, how do you say that?
What? Hello?
Yes, sir, but I'm asking you in Norwegian, how do you say hello? Like hi.
Yeah, you can say hello. Almost. Yeah, and we say hi.
which one of the Norse languages do they say skull? Skull.
Skull. Norwegian. If you take a drink, yes, you can say skull.
It means like cheers.
Cheers. Yeah.
Skull
yes,
from
yes.
Texas.
Yes.
Hey, cattle die
you,
and kinsmen die.
Yeah.
But I know one thing that never dies: the fame of a dead man's deed.
Yes.
Skull for skull.
Yes.
Take care, my friend. Skull to liberty. Skull to freedom. Wanted to make sure I was getting that right. All right. I'm going to start. Let's play the Joseph Stiglitz clip again. Again, playing the part of the good liberal against the IMF and World Bank raping the third world. He calls for the global consortium when the banks that he's talking about are the ones that orchestrated all this. A global authority. Our Federal Reserve already is owned by the Bank of England, a global authority. This is MSNBC. Listen carefully.
A global reserve currency, rather than having the whole system depend on the dollar, goes up, goes down, has a good president, has a bad president. A global reserve currency, Keynes talked about that. A global regulator. It's clear that America exported its toxic mortgages all around the world. people who thought they could trust American regulation. Obviously, they couldn't. But it's very difficult for every country to look at what goes on in every other country in a world of globalization. America couldn't function if we had to rely exclusively on state regulation as a national economy. So you need a global regulator. You need to do something about global competition authority. One of the problems is that we have these institutions that are too big to fail, but these are global institutions. Iceland, small economy, had banks that were in some sense bigger than that economy, but that's the nature of globalization. So we need to have some kind of global oversight on these financial institutions. I think we need regulations about transparency, about disclosure, but also about incentive structures, because what we are seeing is the predictable consequences of...
There you go. They engineer all this, and then they pose as the saviors. I mean, it's just amazing. We're going to come back and get into the carbon tax, get into Barack Obama and John McCain, where they stand on this, and their secret police units. They're going to have youth brigades, arrogant, power-tripping 18 to 20-year-olds in uniforms. It's openly being announced.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You need to sit down and shut up. The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
You're the pretender. Right, the bona fide resistance right here, tip of the spear. Thank you for joining us. Front lines in the info war. What do I say? I will never surrender. Well, you got to know who the enemy is first and what their battle plan is, and we do. You got to take action. Who are you? You got to ask yourself, what's your identity? What do you stand for? And are you living what you supposedly stand for? You will become what you envision standing for if you just simply take action. We are what we do. We are our deeds, ladies and gentlemen. All right. There's a bunch of clips. Here is one with Barack Obama on PBS where he says, we're just going to shut down the coal companies. You know, they can build a coal plant if they want, but the taxes are going to be so high on it, the carbon tax for the carbon dioxide, that, by the way, is good for the earth and plants, and they put out more oxygen. All the studies show that. He says we're going to shut them down. We're going to run them out of business. We're going to bankrupt them. This is only one of thousands of taxes they're openly announcing. Here it is.
First, it was this YouTube clip from Joe Biden.
We're not supporting coal.
Now, another coal controversy for the Obama campaign after an audio tape from January surfaced online.
So if somebody wants to build a coal-powered plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum for all that greenhouse gas that's being emitted.
Senator Obama is talking about his cap-and-trade proposal to cut down global warming. He's maintaining...
Again, notice how... That's even a neocon site. They just have to go along and say global warming's real. We're having a record cold winter because the sunspots have stopped. The sun cooled down. Yeah, Mars suddenly, its ice cap's getting bigger instead of getting smaller. Your SUV isn't doing that, and coal plants aren't doing it. Now, here's another clip of him talking about changing our lifestyles with these taxes. And they state that's what it is. Serfdom, making you so poor, you can't educate yourself, you don't have any freedom. This is the new global system. Here it is.
Following up on Mike's question, you've earned a reputation in the campaign for sometimes saying things that people don't want to hear. I mean, I remember you calling teachers, saying merit pay might need to be on the table in America. You told peace activists that, no, we may in fact have to spend more to rebuild a military.
Stop right there. See what he's going to do? More war, more military, cutting teachers' pay. Ha! Liberal! Go ahead and keep playing it.
You told peace activists that, no, we may in fact have to spend more to rebuild a military that's been wrecked in Iraq. You just mentioned going to Detroit and telling. Right. Give me some examples of what you will tell Americans that we don't necessarily want to hear.
Well, number one, we're going to have to start doing a better job of conserving on energy.
Hit pause. Notice how slick he is. Leaving your lights on, driving big cars. Folks, it doesn't matter if you drive a tiny car, 20 horsepower. It doesn't matter. If you live in a tiny house with one light bulb, you're going to get charged more. But he plays class warfare here. Listen to it.
Number one, we're going to have to start doing a better job of conserving on energy. Americans like to drive their big SUVs. They like to leave all the lights on in their house. We're going to have to change our habits. If we want to deal with climate change, which I think we have to deal with, we're seeing already down in the southeast, I mean, they're seeing drought that they haven't seen in a very long time. Western states, same problem.
Look at that. Hit pause. There's always droughts. There's always floods. There's always hurricanes. There's always typhoons. Just total witch doctor behavior. Oh, look, you know, you're not getting into the government gods, and so you're going to be destroyed. And then we're going to come back where he finishes up about controlling our behavior, manipulating our behavior. We're going to talk about a carbon tax, folks, and what it's going to mean to every single person listening. Oh, by the way, China and India and 160 other countries, no cuts.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.